I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
When you go for a hike, what are some hiking rules that you need to follow, that other people need to follow? Hiking etiquette. 916-909-1065, 909-1065, and we're getting into this for a very specific reason. Kevin went for a hike recently, and what was supposed to be a peaceful experience just enraged him. What happened, Kevin?
So I went to Phantom Falls, which is like an hour and a half away from Sacramento, and it was wildflower season, okay? Super bloom season. Uh-oh. I didn't know it was so close. So on my hike with the people I'm hiking with, my friends, I like to give like little facts, like little, hey, did you know how this bunch is like different species? Because when the wind blows, the sprouts go and then they go all different places. And then it came to this spot where it had these beautiful golden poppies,
okay,
which are our state flowers.
Right.
And this old lady behind me had the audacity to say, those aren't California poppies. I clutched my pearls and I said, excuse me? She said, those are too small to be California poppies. And I looked at my friends. I said, do not trust her. Listen to me.
Huh,
I don't need her to be coming in my history lesson, my nature lesson, to my group.
Yeah, you're not going to like this. But she was probably right.
Yeah, she probably was.
No.
Listen, that's not anything on you. I'm just saying that there's probably no person wiser than an old woman on a hike. Because I'm thinking about my mom. Like, you're not smarter than my mom.
Yeah, you're not mine either.
If you saw our moms and they were out on a hike on any sort of trail and they said anything, I don't care how crazy it is, they're right. Let's talk to some listeners. 916-909-1065. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So what is a hiking rule that you say people need to adhere to?
Well, it's two. You need to always carry water and carry a stick. The reason you carry a stick is it's a lot of snakes out there.
Okay. Good rule.
Now, how do you feel about somebody else informing you about a flower?
Mind your own damn business.
Jay, thank you so much for calling. Another text message we got in there. Don't bring any music that I can hear.
Okay, so when we put this on Facebook, that came up a lot.
Who would go hiking, Kevin, with music playing?
Oh, a lot of people.
Why?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
That's terrible. I'm not even a hiker, and I know that that's wrong. Another one that somebody has. Don't talk to me. Don't approach me.
Oh.
A nod is the only acceptable communication as we pass each other on a narrow path.
What?
Even that I don't need. Like, I'd prefer to just, we just pass each other and that there's no expectation that I am going to acknowledge every person.
I like saying hi to people on my hike.
Don't, downhill hikers get the right of way.
Yes. A lot of people on Facebook said it's the opposite.
Oh, really?
Really?
Uphill walkers get the right of way.
I thought it was uphill for the longest time, but then recently one of my hikes, they say downhill is it goes first.
Sadie says right of way goes to the people walking uphill.
Well, another person said, if you're passing from behind, you make yourself known well before you're right behind them.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
I don't know
that'll
how
spook me.
I don't know how fast. Well, you do spook easy, but I don't know how fast hikers are walking. But like, do we really need? Is it like the roads? Like we need rules for
some people
passing?
Are, well, yeah, some people are going faster than others.
Yeah, some people like to take their time.
Yeah,
like, come on, this is a narrow road. I need to get through. This.
Also, like, do I spook easily? Yes, but am I also in this scenario a woman in the woods? Mm. Yes, and you're a big beefy man walking up behind me.
But you've never gone hiking by yourself, have you?
No, but I'd like to.
It's really relaxed.
That should be a rule. If you're a woman, don't go hiking by yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I don't for a lot of reasons. One in particular is that. Another is if and when I injure myself, who's going to carry me out?
That's a good point. All right. A lot of rules about passing.
Yeah.
Never would have thought that would have been a problem. I don't have a problem.
On your right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Okay. You're going like 2 miles an hour. Like, I can handle it.
Well,
you can walk
everybody
around me.
Is.
Well, no, but how fast can a human being walk? It can't be that fast, right?
Well, I get you seem like the very person that would be like, they were walking so slow.
But I can handle walking around them without a rule.
If it's a narrow path, sometimes you can't.
I guess I don't know how narrow the paths are.
I guess
I'm too busy holding my boombox to play the music.
And your stick.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.